This is NPR's Ask Me Another, coming to you from Houston, Texas. I'm Jonathan Colton. Here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thank you, Jonathan. Before the break, we met our contestants, Gloria and Nathan. Our next game is about facial hair. This just in, a special message from goats. You ruined goatees for us. So we've switched to mutton chops.
Weird.
I know. I agree. Let's check in with our contestants. Gloria, you were recently in Finland. It was hosting the Heavy Metal World Knitting Championships.
That's correct.
So people are knitting to heavy metal songs.
Yes.
To the rhythm?
To the rhythm, and of course it's also partly depending on how complicated your stitches are.
So at the end you are rated on a variety of different...
categories, but mostly can you headbang and knit simultaneously.
You have a good life, Gloria. I'm just going to say.
I do indeed.
Nathan, when you were in college, your roommate had a fish tank, and you and some friends ate all of the fish one night?
We did.
Okay, well, just walk me through what happened.
Yeah,
okay, so it's your roommate's fish tank.
Yeah, and so we had five fish.
Five fish.
There were six of us. And
that's important. Awkward.
And the girl that is now my wife turns to one of my friends and says, "Hey, Rod, why don't you eat one of Paul's fish?" So we ate a fish. So we see what's going on, and we know how this is going to end. So my other roommate and I, we get the two smallest fish, and they go down easy. And we get to the point where there's one fish and two people left, my sweet, lovely girlfriend and her younger brother. And we're cool. We're not going to make her eat the fish.
Sure.
So we turn to the little brother and we're like, "Hey, you know, step to the plate here." And he put it in his mouth and kind of spit it back out. And so we turned to my girlfriend and said, "It's got to be eaten at this point." And it was the biggest one in the tank. She ate it. And I knew she was the girl for me at
yeah.
that point.
You know, we think that we get quirky contestants in Brooklyn. They're like, "I make beer in my bathtub," and I, you know, but no comparison. Your next game is a music parody called Famous Follicles. We're recognizing the 50th anniversary of Houston's own ZZ Top. Yeah, you might know them as those guys with cartoonishly large beards, except for the one whose name is Frank Beard.
It's a weird thing.
It's a weird thing.
Naturally, we took this opportunity to rewrite ZZ Top hits to make them about other famous real people with iconic facial hair. I'm talking about beards, mustaches, eyebrows, maybe a nose hair or two. Who knows?
Here we go.
Long beard, cool pants, major artist from the Renaissance. All the things I know, I'm a universal genius, yo. The Last Supper sure has more than one fan. Everyone knows I drew Vitruvian Man.
Nathan.
Da Vinci?
Da Vinci is correct. For a bonus point, can you identify the song?
I listen to this a lot. Sharp Dressed Man.
Yeah, that's correct.
She's in Pretty Baby. She's in Endless Love. She was known for her bushy eyebrows. She's tall and she towers above. And she also went to Princeton. That's right, she went to Princeton.
Nathan.
Brooke Shields?
Yeah, that's right. For a bonus point, can you identify the song?
I can't.
Yeah. That's got me under pressure.
Here we go.
Off a west Indies beach, you could find Edward Teach. Until they cut off his head, he's a terrifying pirate. named for his facial hair instead.
Gloria.
That would be Blue Blackbeard.
Blackbeard is the answer. You got it. For a bonus point, can you name the song?
Looking for a little tush, huh?
Tush, that's right.
Tush, what's that song about?
I couldn't even think of a joke. It's about butts.
Model from Jamaica, disco diva Apple G. Dangerous is Mayday, really nailed androgyny.
Nathan.
Grace Jones.
Yeah, that's right. For a bonus point, can you identify the song?
No.
Yeah. That was Give Me All Your Lovin'.
Don't.
Yeah. This is your last clue.
Well, she was in Ghost. She's a few host. And as Guinan, she met Mark Twain. She's no has-been. With an EGOT win and sells cannabis for cramp pain.
Nathan.
Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah, that's right. Some of you are asking right now, what's remarkable about Whoopi Goldberg's facial hair? The answer is she shaves off her eyebrows.
She doesn't need them.
Doesn't need them. For a bonus point, can you identify the song?
LaGrange.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, amazing couple of games. You guys are incredible. Well done. And after two games, Nathan is moving on to the final round.